start off by taking a tram ride up to Victoria Peak, and it's a regular tram that goes right up, and it's the one with the workers and everybody take, and it was a lot of fun. It was kind of foggy when we got up there, we couldn't see a whole lot. But it was awfully nice, we really enjoyed it. And at Repulse Beach, we ate at lunch at the Repulse Beach Hotel, which is very nice, very British again, you know. And then they took us on down to Aberdeen, which is the fishing, where all the sampans are and the junks. And they have floating restaurants down there. And it was a nice tour. I was awfully glad that we were able to go. I guess we got back around 1:30 or so. And then we called Eileen, and she and her aunt came out, and they were going to take us to the jade market. As I said, I had gone into this Kowloon jade factory, that's what they called it, in Hilton, and I bargained for a ring. And what I got was pretty, but it's not particularly good jade, because I'm certainly no authority on jade, and I had no way, nothing to compare it with and all. And wouldn't have risked going out in the town to bargain, because I didn't know how to do it. But anyhow, the aunt went with us, and of course knew jade, and was able to point out the differences in jade. And the ring that I have is, the piece of jade I have is very small. It's a marquee setting, but it's a very lovely ring. I think, I'm crazy about it. So it was, but it was an awful lot of fun, and while Kathy was there, she got a wedding ring for Jerry. And it was just so interesting watching her bargain and everything. And after that, we were going to look at this place for a wedding veil. And it seems that in Hong Kong, a lot of people rent the, or just have their pictures taken in wedding gowns and all. But then they don't get married in them. But they have all the formal pictures in the wedding veil and gown. And that's it. They don't get married. And they just rent it for the occasion. Seems to me that makes a little more sense in a lot of ways. And they're beautiful beaded dresses and all, but they just rent them. So we went to one place that was really more interested in the formal photography than they were in actually in selling a veil. And they didn't. By the time she had decided, and I suggested that maybe she would get some of the beading that was on her collar and sleeve and have something made out of that. Be very different, it would be gold. So when that turned out to be a dead end, we, Aunt Helen rushed us over to the Kowloon side of, Aunt Helen is Chinese, you understand, and to the Ocean Terminal, which is really, really something. And in Ocean Terminal, one of her relatives had quite an elegant custom dress shop. And she and Kathy went through bazaar magazines and different American and Paris magazines and decided on a veil that she is making for her. She's making gold combs and attaching a very, very long veil to it for $15. And Kathy's wedding dress cost, it was 90-something in the Hilton and full length. And she got it for 70 because she had paid for it through China Fleet. So she really did very well on it. And oh, the Ocean Terminal has all kinds of shops, everything you can imagine. And it's like some very elegant shopping plaza at home would be, because it's all enclosed and they have beautiful things in it. But things are not cheap. I didn't buy a great deal in line of dresses or anything because actually my own feeling is I could do as well in the States. And I didn't buy material because who am I going to get to sew it? So, I didn't spend as much money as everyone seemed to think that I would spend, because I've spent enough as it is, I guess, since I've been over here. But so what? We really did enjoy it. As I say, it was quite a treat, and going back on the ferry with some of and having her talk to them. And they just couldn't have been nicer to us. So Eileen wanted us to bring back something to her husband, and again they asked us out for dinner, but we said no. We were going to go over to the Marco Polo, but that would mean going back over the Kowloon side, so neither one of us were in the mood for that. So we did go to the Mandarin, And we went to a Chinese restaurant on top of Mandarin. The Mandarin, I think it's a place, I don't remember whether it's the Peninsula or the Mandarin, Alice, that you were interested in. But now we did go there. We went up to the Chinese restaurant, which was perhaps a mistake, because the food was not nearly as good as it had been in the other two Chinese restaurants. It was really nice. I had chicken and walnuts, which was not good at all. And Kath had something else, which, well, shrimp, I guess. We shared it, and the rice wasn't as good. But it was a good enough meal, you know, but it was just that what we had had before was so much better, and I'm sure much, much less expensive, although by no means could it be considered an expensive meal. And we had some Matus wine, and then we went back to the hotel, and we went into, the Hilton's very commercial, we went to hear some singers, but they were someplace else singing, they were going to come there in a few minutes, and we had to wait. As it turned out, we didn't get to hear them at all. I think we heard them sing two songs, and that was it. So that night, they came. That night we called you, and the connection was very good. And the price, by the way, was only $12 for that call. Kathy talked about $30 worth, but she was talking about the wedding and everything to her mother, and you know. So. We went to bed at a fairly reasonable hour because we were leaving at 5 the next morning. In the meantime, Eileen and the family came out to say goodbye to us and to give us the lens to take back to her husband, also some pearls to take back to one of the doctors, and, oh, you know, a few other items that we had to carry back, and it was great. I neglected to tell you, I got a couple more tea cozies. I know that you'll be happy to hear that. Not the kind that the Irish make. I like the Irish ones better. But these are very nice. They're satin, a Chinese type of, not satin, but that silk that they have, you know. And they have a beautiful, they're quilted. So I bought a couple of them. I don't know what I'm going to do with all the stuff when I get home. So it was and I got everything that I went out to get for everybody and for myself, too, that I was interested in getting. And even when they took us into the communist store, we're not supposed to go in. But they didn't know that, and actually we didn't realize we were in one until after we were in. And they had sayings of Mao Zedong all over the place in Chinese and in English. It was quite interesting. They had some very nice things, as a matter of fact. And as a matter of fact, they were cheaper than you would buy on the local economy, but of course we're forbidden to buy from them, so we didn't. Well, we got the next morning, we got up and got a 5 a.m. flight out to us. Up at 5 a.m. and got out to the airport, and that's where I lost my umbrella. And it was very nice. Everybody, again, was very nice, because I can't tell you how polite they were and how kind they were. And they flew us in. The flight, again, didn't take long. We had breakfast, and we got in there, and this Major Chris took us out for lunch down to the Stone Elephant. And again, I had chili. And then he brought us over to the nurse's quarters in NSA, and of course we were unable to get a flight out that night. So I had the dinner at the club, I guess, and then came back, and I went to bed early again. I did a washing and things, you know. And the next morning we got up and went to church. And no one was very anxious to have us leave because they were having all these parties and all, so we put the pressure on, though, to get out of there. And we did. We got out. We got to a Mag 16 chopper up, and oh, boy, you never saw such a landing in all your life. I really admire those pilots more than I can ever say, because the ship was going one way and the chopper another. But anyhow, we landed okay, and it was very, very good. I enjoyed it. So, anyhow, I'm back, and now we're on our way to Subic again. I'm glad. I will, when I come back from Subic, I only have about 2 months to go. Doesn't seem possible, does it? But I look forward to Subic. I really do. I like the relaxed atmosphere they have there. Well, listen, so when you get the big crates, look at them. Bye for now.